To the nations my call rung, from within a greater power calling me higher. Higher from a sure foundation, the rock, the chief cornerstone. With the wind in my face, I run through this race. Radical, overcomer, Christian liberator, knowing he is the one that makes me smile. I am that hope dealer, motivator, and cheerleader to all who I meet. I am Rockin' Rhonda Austin, and I'm so excited that you're here listening to the Finding Your Heart podcast, where I am the host. So let's get into it. All right, number 9, talk to someone who cares. Identifying someone who cares can be difficult, but it usually is someone who gives great advice, someone who is result-driven, and the advice that they give is not something that they would personally gain from. They're giving you advice and thoughts that would encourage you to be better. They're encouraging you to grow. A lot of times it's not something you want to hear, but it should be something that's going to point you into the direction of Jesus, point you into the direction of reconciliation or exploration, nothing that should compromise your values at all. And finally, number 10, be a leader. Do something different. Oh my goodness, everybody is doing the same thing, but what sets you apart? Have you ever seen the social media bandwagon or a certain style of music comes out and everybody jumps on that trend, whatever's going on social media, or everybody jumps on that particular sound from heaven or the greatest beat or lyrics. Everybody jumps on it and it kind of starts to all sound the same. Well, I read this book and I love reading fictional books. This particular book was written by Kimberly Robeson Lawson, and it's about drama, but it also has some really good life lessons in it. It was called The Copycat, and you have to read it, but the book really is about kind of the title and how women sometimes copycat other women, not necessarily, you know, in admiration, but then the admiration turns into obsession. And so the story goes on where this young lady kind of wanted everything that this other person wanted, and it really became a toxic situation. And so you are unique. You are a leader. You have ideas on the inside of you. And yes, we can be influenced by people that we look up to. We can be influenced by what we see, what we watch. But at the end of the day, are you being your own unique person? Are you being a leader? Are you setting trends and trailblazing in new ways? Or are you just trying to go with what you think everybody else will enjoy? We're not living this life for likes. Can I say that again? We are not living this life for likes. We are living this life to hear the Lord say, well done. And whether we get a like, a love, or a reshare, retweet, repost, you have to be confident who God has called you to be. And trust me, when you get to that level of confidence, you will begin to know that you're good enough, and the person that's supposed to be in your life will embrace you and challenge you to be even better.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Finding Your Heart podcast. You know, I love you, right? And I'm always praying for you. Just want to remind you, if you're not connected with us on Facebook, check us out both on Facebook and Instagram at Finding Your Heart. And also, I would love for you to sign up for my email list. The link is in the show notes of this podcast. And hey, don't forget to rock you, because nobody else can rock like you can.